You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, another Friday financial update with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time again today.
Yeah, I always look forward to these calls, Mr. Steve.
Yeah, you know, here we are, man. I'm already looking at events in November. You know, we went to State Fair, we went Balloon Fiesta, and here come all the fall and harvest celebrations around the city. And, you know, you turn around and it's Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year, which brings to mind some, you know, year-end things financially we should all be considering.
Yeah, there's so much, Steve, that happens throughout the year, especially related to taxes, that's calendar year sensitive. December 31st really matters. And so we kind of go into overdrive a little bit these last couple months of the year. And like, I agree with you, I can't believe here we're talking at the end of October. So, you know, with the holidays around the corner, you know, taking up a lot of our time and attention, sometimes it gets hard to prioritize our finances, but it's a really good time just to kind of look back on the year and see if there's any opportunities for wise money decisions as we wrap up.
So what are things that we should really be focused on that are time sensitive that, you know, you don't want to miss out, you don't want to, I don't know if there's penalties involved in where we're headed here, but, and I also know that you and the team at John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, are preparing some of this information that'll be available on the Insights tab.
Yeah. And there's themes here that we'll cover in our upcoming blog post that I'll make sure we announce when that's live. And those themes tend to be around things like charitable giving strategies that could have positive tax implications. It goes around smart saving and investing strategies. What I thought we'd touch on today, Steve, is the importance of being smart about tax loss harvesting or harvesting gains at wise times. And when I say that, I'm specifically talking about those who might have investments that are not in a 401k or 403b where you have tax deferral. But if you just own stocks, bonds, precious metals, cryptocurrency, things that may have either appreciated or depreciated in this last year, if you want to realize that appreciation this year or take a possible deduction against your taxes by taking a loss, you got to have those trades in by the end of the year.
Okay. So any particular strategy with that or steps to make sure it's happening?
Yeah, a couple things to keep in mind. So one of the things we always remind people is something called the wash sale rule. What's the wash sale rule? The wash sale rule says that if I sell an asset at a loss, I cannot buy that asset back within 30 days or I will negate that loss. So let's use an example here, Steve. So let's say I bought a stock at a dollar and it was the wrong stock at the wrong time. So now it's only worth 50 cents. If I sell that stock today, I get a 50 cent deduction against my taxes, or at least against other investment income I might have earned. It will lower my income to take that loss, which is helpful. We like to call that a tax asset that you're harvesting. Maybe that's just a financial advisor spin, but you know, we like to say you're harvesting a tax asset. However, if I still like that stock, I say, you know, a week from now, it drops some more. And I say, well, I want to buy that stock again. If I go out and buy it again, I no longer get the benefit of that loss. So part of this is looking for losses in your portfolio, but then also managing them wisely. So what do you do if you like that stock? Let's say, I'll use an actual stock here. This is not a recommendation, but let's say I have Chevron stock and it's been down a little bit lately. I could sell that at a loss and I can go buy a mutual fund or exchange traded fund in the energy industry if I feel like that's a place I want to be. And I can use that as a sort of a proxy holding for 30 days if I really feel like there's upside there. And then at the end of 30 days, if Chevron's really what I want to own, then I can sell that proxy and come back. Sometimes you'll just sell that asset and hold cash and just wait 30 days and buy it back. But the key concept here is think of all those little losses that frustrate you in your portfolio, not as a negative, but as an unharvested tax asset that you might consider reaping that harvest before December 31st.
You know, and although we just walked through it and many people who do their own taxes, you know, can take this information and apply it to, you know, be best stewards that we can with the resources God's provided. It's another reminder, if you know, if your head starts spinning a little bit, and the importance of having an advisor that can walk you through things like this. And Brian, we've mentioned before the opportunity to seek out a kingdom advisor, even when it comes, you know, now, you know, you're not a tax guy, but you can seek out a certified kingdom advisor in the tax realm. What's the way for someone that wants to try to do that? What would be the steps they would take?
Yeah, there's a search tool. If you go to kingdomadvisors.com, there's a find an advisor or find a CKA, a certified kingdom advisor tool. Click on that, put in your zip code, and you can find advisors that specialize in estate planning, tax planning, or general financial planning, as we do. And what you'll find is, you know, you don't have to be just a tax advisor to help develop these strategies. We like to say we don't give tax advice, but we do give tax education. And we are wise about managing the tax implications of the investments we manage on behalf of our clients. So for example, this tax loss harvesting we're talking about, we have powerful software that will allow us to go to every client's account and look for these losses. It'll hunt down losses for us, so we can do that very proactively. The client doesn't have to ask for it. We don't have to get their permission. We know it's in their best interest to harvest a loss, so we go do it. So that's the benefit of having an advisor. And not all advisors may be quite so proactive on it, but it's something that should be in the realm of a good financial planner.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, although you can do that through any tax professional, the difference, and I'll let you articulate the difference they'll find when they seek out a certified kingdom advisor.
Yeah. So any financial planner should be able to address this. What makes a certified kingdom advisor sort of unique is that not only have they proven that they have the basic technical acumen, because a certified kingdom advisor must first get certified in some other designation, like a certified financial planner or a certified financial analyst. So they have to prove their chops first from a technical perspective. But what's great about working with a CKA, a certified kingdom advisor, is that they have also then gone through training on what God's word says about our money and material things, and how we can apply those principles to our lives. So instead of having someone who's maybe indifferent to your faith, or maybe even working against some of the principles of your faith, which we sometimes see, you're now working with an advisor who wants to help you grow in your faith and honor God with everything you're doing with your stewardship. And so you've got a cheerleader, an accountability partner, and someone that can think over these things, pray over these matters of finances, and again, still have the technical acumen as well.
And a reminder to our listeners, 4:30 weekday mornings, 11:30 weekday mornings. It's 4:30 and 11:30. Faith and Finance with Rob West implements the things that you'll find through getting information from a kingdom advisor. So we encourage you to be listening daily for that. And also watch on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com as we end the, you know, get towards the end of the year for more information about year-end financial things to be considering. Brian, always appreciate your time and look forward to catching up again next week.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.